KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 43 degrees. We look for it to be mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 75. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A Polk County jury has awarded $12.25 million to a Panora man who learned after prostate cancer surgery that a mistake had been made with his tissue samples. He didn't have cancer. The jury said Friday that Iowa Clinic and its pathologist should pay 67-year-old Ricky Hewitt and his wife the damages. The lawsuit they filed say Hewitt's tissue sample slides had been mixed up with those of a man who did have prostate cancer. The subsequent misdiagnosis led to the removal of Hewitt's prostate gland in an April 2017 surgery that left him impotent and incontinent. The Des Moines Register reports a clinic acknowledged the error but fought the $15 million in damages the Hewitts sought in their lawsuit. A lawyer for the clinic and pathologist recommended Friday the jurors award the Hewitts $750,000. Nicholas Hunt, chair of the Cass County Community Foundation, has announced that grants totaling more than $116,840 were awarded Friday to Cass County nonprofit agencies that had submitted applications to the Cass County Community Foundation by the February 1st application deadline. Here are some of those that received grants from the Cass County Community Foundation Advisory Board: the Anita Wellness Center, $1,000 to replace equipment and furnishings; the N.W. Wickman Child Development Center, $8,000 to make safety repairs for a parking lot; Atlantic Rock Island Society, $10,000 to replace the Rock Island Depot windows; the Atlantic Soccer Association, $8,000 to purchase goals for the soccer complex; and the Atlantic Youth Sports Organization, $6,000 for Focus 2019. Also, the Cumberland Public Library received a grant for $4,000 for new windows and computer equipment; Friends of the Griswold Public Library, $5,000 to build a meeting room; Griswold Rescue Department, $5,000 for vacuum splint kits; Griswold Fire Department, $3,000 for equipment; Lewis Public Library, $2,000 for a fireproof book deposit; Marty Fire and Rescue Association received a grant for $6,000 for equipment; Messina Fire Department received also $4,000 for equipment; the Messina Public Library, $1,000 for new bookshelves and furniture. Also, the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, $19,000 for the North Gym Air Handler Replacement Project. Those and other projects that have received awards can be seen under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. All grantees met the criteria as Cass County nonprofit agencies or organizations with charitable missions in the areas of civic, cultural, health, education, and social services, and only those organizations providing services in Cass County were eligible for the grants. The Creston Police Department reports 35-year-old Tiffany Shadle of Corning was arrested Thursday evening at the Creston Walmart store. Shadle was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. She was cited and then released from the scene on a promise to appear in court. Last Friday, 29-year-old Scott Drammon of Creston was arrested at the Casey's General Store there on charges that include theft in the fifth degree, trespassing, and two counts of possession of a controlled substance. Drammon was cited and released from the scene as well. Late Saturday morning, 19-year-old Joseph Eblen of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. He was cited and released on a promise to appear. And Saturday afternoon, a resident of the 600 block of North Birch Street in Creston reported that sometime between April 5th and 6th, someone took the license plate off his vehicle while it was parked at his residence. The estimated replacement value was $10. Three juveniles were taken into custody Saturday evening following an incident that took place in the 600 block of East 9th Street in Villisca. The youth, two of whom are 11 years old, the third was 12 years old, were charged with burglary in the third degree. They were later released to the guardians, and Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies were assisted in the incident by deputies with the Page County Sheriff's Department. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office on Saturday said that on March 29th, James Rasmussen of Guthrie Center was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. Rasmussen had previously been arrested for sex abuse in the third degree, enticing a minor under the age of 13, and three counts of the dissemination of obscene materials to minors in December of 2018. It is alleged Rasmussen violated his no-contact order by contacting the victim in his previously alleged crime. Upon being contacted by the Guthrie County Sheriff's Deputy, Rasmussen resisted arrest and was forcibly arrested. He was subsequently incurred a new charge of interference with official acts. The following day, Rasmussen appeared before the Guthrie County Magistrate and pled guilty to a no-contact order violation and was held on a $200 bond, which he later posted and released. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reports also that on April 1st, Brian Bartley of Guthrie Center was arrested on a probation revocation warrant. Bartley was held on $5,000 cash or surety bond by the Guthrie County Magistrate. The original charge was operating while intoxicated. That same day, April 1st, Paul Palmer Jr. of Des Moines was booked into the Guthrie County Jail on probation revocation. The original charge was willful injury, serious injury. Palmer must serve 40 days before he's eligible for release. On April 3rd, Jason Falzgraf of Guthrie Center turned himself into the Guthrie County Jail to serve a two-day minimus for operating while intoxicated. First offense. On April 4th, a juvenile male from Casey was referred to juvenile court services following a traffic stop on Highway 25 south of Guthrie Center for possession of drug paraphernalia. Additional charges were pending. On April 5th, Matthew Johnson of Fontenelle was transported to the Guthrie County Jail from a prison in Rockwell City for a sentencing hearing scheduled for today, the original charge of theft in the fifth degree. The Iowa Department of Transportation reports that intermittent lane closures will take place on Interstate 80 in both directions later this week. The closures are between the Highway 173 Elkhorn exit and Exit 75 near Adair. The lane is closed intermittently because of construction work. There's also a 16-foot width limit in effect. The intermittent lane closures will be in effect from midnight to noon on Friday, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Sunday, and from 12 a.m. until 12 a.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The intermittent lane closures can be expected through 3 p.m. on June 13th. For more information, you can go to 511ia.org on the web or call 511. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the Iowa Court of Appeals is, or rather, an Iowa couple is appealing a judge's order to pay a lawyer $2.18 million more for them representing them in talks that resulted in a $7.5 million settlement with Sioux City. The Sioux City Journal reports that Chad and Roseanne Plante of Hinton filed the notice of appeal earlier this week. District Judge Nancy Wittenberg ruled last month that attorney Stan Munger's contingency fee contract with the Plantes was reasonable and valid. She found that Munger was entitled to receive 33% of the settlement the city paid to the couple to resolve claims from a 2016 bus crash that caused serious injuries to Chad Plante. Plantes authorized Munger to withdraw only $380,000 from the settlement, arguing the contingency fee agreement was against public policy. Well, this past week, Iowa Democratic Party leaders ratified their new plan for conducting and tabulating the results of the 2020 Iowa caucuses, and two of the party's high-profile presidential candidates made a dozen campaign appearances in the state. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
About 300 people gathered on the William Penn University campus to see Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders says Americans were swayed by Donald Trump's false promises in 2016.
So I understand that people in their frustration, in their pain, voted for Donald Trump. I would just ask people to check the record and see if he did what he said he would do.
Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke told an audience in Iowa City there's a basic fix to the nation's thorny disagreements.
Resist the temptation to be divided by our differences, by a president who excels at doing just that, who seeks to make us angry, keep us apart, and make us afraid of one another.
O'Rourke and Sanders are raising millions from tens of thousands of donors, putting them at the top of the campaign fundraising leaderboard with California Senator Kamala Harris. As for who will be the leader next February on caucus night, Iowa Democratic Party officials for the first time will release a raw vote total and have virtual caucuses beforehand for people who cannot attend the caucus night precinct meetings. The Iowa Democratic Party's State Central Committee approved those details during its meeting on Saturday. I'm O.K. Henderson.
That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.